Good morning. My name is Chris Clearwater. I have been serving in the sound booth these past few years. Be that as it may. I came to Christ in 1983. I was about 10 years old, a church in El Segundo, California. A young man was teaching Sunday school to a group of children. He was telling us about hell. I realized that day I had never made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. I'd never decided to believe in him before. I knew I had done evil before God, and the punishment was to go to hell forever if I did not repent of my sins. I did not want to do that, so I gave my life to Christ. My mother had been saved a few years earlier, when we lived in another town, and although my dad was not saved, she took my sister and I to church every Sunday. They would divorce eventually, and Mom brought us to my aunt's house for a few months while she found work in Los Angeles. By the time she brought us down to live in El Segundo, where she had found an apartment, the divorce had been finalized. In a year's time, she would marry another man in that church where I had been saved, but it would only last for a couple of years. I can't say what effect those divorces had on me. I don't think about them very much. But God was still there with me, I knew, listening to me and guiding me along my path through life. A few years later, in college, I ran across a group of Christians calling themselves the LA Church of Christ. Looking for Christian fellowship on campus, I attended one of their Bible studies and visited their church. However, I discovered they believed that to be truly saved, you had to be baptized. I had never encountered anyone with anyone who disagreed with what the Bible taught, since I had not yet been baptized at this time, I began to doubt my salvation, but also to begin studying the Bible using a concordance. Before this, Bible study was just a chore or something that my mother expected me to do. How could I hope to lead others to Christ if I didn't know whether I was saved? A hunger for God's Word began to grow in me. Over the next 6 months, I drew up a list of verses supporting salvation by faith alone, and began to see that there was a case for salvation by faith. One of the more important verses was Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. No longer was it a string of words memorized. Now it had a new meaning. If faith is a gift of God, it isn't something I can get for myself. If faith is a gift, then so is salvation. It wasn't a logical argument proving 100% that a Christian doesn't need baptism to be saved, but it was enough to have faith in. I believed Jesus by faith in his work alone, and baptism was an outward sign of that faith. The next month I was baptized in my church, not to be saved, over here, not to be saved, but as a testimony of the salvation Jesus had given me. Some of you may remember when the prayer of Jabez was popular in Christian circles from 1 Chronicles 4. At the time, I wanted to be of use to God. I didn't know what I wanted to do or what I could do, but I prayed that prayer. I prayed God's word back to him. I prayed for a few months. And then one day, my pastor approached me. He asked if I had ever considered being an elder. I hadn't. He offered to recommend me as an elder in training. After praying about it, I accepted. After a few years, I was made a full elder of my church. I would never have dared to ask to become an elder, but God knew more about me than I did. It was a blessing to me in a way I never even thought I wanted. I was now in a position to help others and to assist the church in planning for the future. I remembered that God had humbled those who exalt themselves, but he also exalts the humble. I thank God for those experiences because we don't really know what God is capable of until we see him do the impossible. Before that Sunday school class, I went to church because Mom told me to. Now I go to church to hear God's word preached. I need to hear it preached from someone I can meet in person, not merely a personality on TV. I am not perfect. It seems to me I sin a lot. But Jesus loves me enough to forgive me. He gave his life for me, as he says in Galatians 2:20. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I love Jesus, but not as I should. I serve Jesus, but not as I ought, for I ought to serve him faithfully, to love him fully. It has been many years, and I see many sins in my life. But Jesus is with me and will never leave me or forsake me. I know I am his child because he disciplines me as his own. He has not abandoned me. I love him and want to follow him.